There will be no repeat state champion, not in the Division 1A at least. Maybe not in the big classification either, perhaps. Well, guess we'll talk about that today on Prep Sports Now. I'm Case Kiefer, along with Ray Brewer, and we are presented by Wingstop. The Wing Experts open at 7 Vegas locations until midnight, and also the Nevada Department of Public Safety, which reminds you, don't drink and drive, don't text and drive, always buckle up, and make it safely to your next destination. State semifinals, Bishop Gorman going for 7 straight. Moapa Valley has a chance to go for their 2nd straight. They lose to Fallon up north. Where do you want to start, Brewer?
Well, I think we go with, let's just talk about the Division 1A. Great effort by Moapa Valley. It's a team at the beginning of the year that had had some questions. I think we all thought Desert Pines was the better team. The Desert Pines would be playing in the game, but Moapa Valley got better each week, made it to the state championship game. R.J. Hubert dislocated kneecap in the 4th quarter, and they rally. They get all the way down to the Fallon 30. They just couldn't punch it in to tie the game. So Moapa Valley, 9 state championship appearances last 10 years. Unfortunately, the Pirates come up short.
Yeah, it's I'm sure it's a tough loss to swallow after that Desert Pines game, which a lot thought could be the state championship, really, or at least the state semifinals. That had like the state championship feel. It just felt like whoever was going to win that game was going to go on and do it, and it was such a huge game. I was there, and I really felt like it was Moapa's year after that. But hey, they've had trouble with some of these teams in the north in the past, and specifically Fallon, and congratulations to Fallon. They got it done. And
their quarterback was really good, by the way. You know, it's you hate to see a team from the south lose to a team from the north.
That's you, all I gotta say. You specifically.
Me specifically. there's a – I don't want to give props to a to Reno, but or to bring up Reno, but there's a website – called Battleborn Preps, which obviously is a spinoff of the RJ's high school site, but or you know, trying to copy them. But they've got to go to their Twitter right now. They got a thing that's like, use the hashtag Beat Gorman all week. We support Reed. Blah blah blah. I'm like, way to be objective. These people in Reno have nothing to live for.
Way to be objective. I have to call you out on this. You just talk about how you're never rooting for the North team.
I'm not going on our Twitter and saying, use a hashtag beat Reed or even beat UNR.
Okay,
I'm not going in the press box and cheering madly when, you know, when Tony Sanchez runs over to the UNLV fan base and they will the cannon back to the truck to bring it back home to Las Vegas. I'm not that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I feel like the objective part, and I love you for it. I'm not calling you out just because you said it. I think the objective part, you're not exactly 100%.
No, I'm not the guy. I'm not that guy. I'm not objective. But like I said, I'm not going on social media and being like, hey, let's use a hashtag all week, beat Gorman.
Hey, well, so far they've gotten no responses. It
doesn't
look like.
Of course not. They're going to get more responses because I brought it up. I was going to retweet them with something not polite. I kept debating what I was going to do in a quote tweet, but I decided I just don't want to bring attention to it.
All right, well, mission failed because you just did. I guess maybe instead of hashtag beat Gorman, they should be celebrating hashtag Churchill County champions or something.
Yeah, but they don't care about Churchill County.
Why not?
I mean, they care about Churchill County, but that's small potatoes. They care about dethroning Gorman, big bad Gorman. Reed, our darlings that have had such a – and Reed's a good team, right? I think Reed would have given Arborview a run for its money. And shout out to the Aggies. Great effort. 28-10, they lose to Gorman.
Exactly. That's why I said maybe at the beginning of the podcast. I think everyone's still – Gorman's still the huge favorite. But all year, I think we've been of the mind that no one ever has a chance to play Gorman well enough to beat them. Maybe now that changes. They only beat Arborview 28-10. I like Arborview. You know, I'm a big I've always spoken highly of the program, but I got to tell you, Liberty's a lot better than Arborview, and if Arborview can stay within 18, I think that kind of gives hope to the Patriots a little bit.
Do you think that Gorman overlooked Arborview? Or do you think that Arborview... I mean...
I don't have many details on the game. Do you know how the game went? Was it Arborview doing the strategy we talked about last week?
I don't know.
They just ran out the... Neither of us were at the game.
Could I get an assist on that strategy? Could I get an offensive coordinator of the year?
I think you try to give yourself a little bit too much credit on these things. But sure, if you want it, go for it. I mean, hey, I'm not taking anything away from Arborview. I can't believe they kept it within 18. I definitely would have been on the wrong side of that if you would have set the line at, like, even 21 or something. I would have laughed at you. So Arborview, I mean, they got better as the season went on, and I think they probably played one of their best games. 28-10, that's really saying something. Is that the closest Gorman local game since we've been here? Maybe that one legacy game was closer?
One legacy game, yeah. So good job to Arborview. And I guess now the question is, I mean, let's not count our chickens before they hatch with Liberty, because all I got to say, Kiefer, is, hell yeah! Did you get that?
I know it's about the basic Wolves.
Hell yeah!
Do they actually use that?
I think they do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if this was just something you came up with.
No, I think that the PA guy occasionally uses it. I want to think that Liberty and Gorman are the running away favorites to play in the state championship game next week. But, CK, Liberty's got to go too basic, a team they only beat by 12 points last year in the same game. You know, you got to travel too basic. Play at Don Taylor Stadium. It's going to be packed, maybe.
Absolutely, and I wasn't taking anything away from basic when I brought up the example that I think Liberty is much better than Arborview. I think this is a tough game for Liberty. They got to come in against a hungry basic team that's had – I mean, this is the best Wolfpack since I've been around, for sure, probably of the last decade or so.
Were you here in 09?
09 was my first year.
When they lost to Del Sol.
Del Sol. Okay, they were very good that
year. They were good.
Too.
Tyler Dobbins under center. They had a field goal to win the game that, if you talk to anybody at basic, they'll tell you went through. If you talk to anybody at Del Sol, they say it missed.
Well, this is at least debatable. Either that team or this team's their best team. I mean, this is a really good team.
But they've been to the Sunset Finals three times since 09. State semifinals, obviously, twice. So basic is a team. And Cahill told me Friday that they don't get respect, and he's right, and I think I've said it on the podcast. You know, it's a team that
I love that, because before you went to the game, you go, oh, basic's gonna win, and Cahill told me gonna tell me that I give them no respect.
No,
you called your shot.
Yeah, we picked Silverado.
Oh, I picked basic.
I picked Silverado.
You said as soon as basic wins, Cahill's gonna tell me they get no respect, and apparently that's what happened.
Yeah, and you have to look at it, you know, this is the day and age of, and I think I've mentioned this before, but kids position themselves where they want to go to school, right? You rent a house, you rent an apartment, you go to the school zone where you have a better chance to get a college scholarship. Nobody's moving to go play at basic, right? They got a magnet program starting next year. Do you think people are going to come to the magnet program to play for basic? Three Sunset Championship games, put up 40-some points a game, dynamic offense, great community support. Devontae Boyd is at UNLV. He could be in the NFL, right? They got a few kids in college. Nobody's, like, jumping over each other to get to go to basic, right? Right? But you look at Liberty, people are jumping over each other to go to Liberty, right? Maybe, you know, Gorman, of course, who doesn't want to go play at Gorman right now, right? And then basic is just gritty, determined, well-coached. I think Cahill Mike had even overlooked it in terms of the way he organizes the program, right?
Well, obviously they have a great program set up there. I don't think that was ever in question.
And so hell yeah. I think it's now, with that said, have you seen my picks yet?
Yeah, that's what I decided to save it. But as soon as you said, let's not go too far, I was going to call you out because you're telling me not to go too far, yet you picked, I guess I'll just ruin it, you picked Liberty to win by about 200 points in this game.
Yeah, I did.
So it's kind of a little hypocritical there, but that's
okay. I like the Patriots
okay.
minus 99.5. I don't know.
Yeah, I saw Liberty last week. Liberty beats Green Valley. I think it was 46-35.
But it was 13-8 at one point?
14-8. Green Valley led for about... I mean, most of the second quarter. I think they might have scored at the end of the first quarter, most of the second quarter. But right when Liberty went down, I mean, then they scored the next 30 points, and it never really felt like they were going to lose from there, even though Green Valley made a run late to cut it down. I'll say I was very impressed with Green Valley. They've got so much better as the season went on. I saw them earlier, and then I saw them both these last 2 weeks. They have a lot of kids coming back. I would be scared for their prospects next year. You brought up the Devontae Boyd, who, you know, ever since he was a sophomore, I think I was the first one of us to see him. I said, I love this kid, blah, blah, blah. He's going to be great. I was so high on Devontae Boyd. And I'll tell you, I haven't seen a sophomore receiver I like as much since. And now, granted, I don't go to as many Gorman games, so I haven't seen the Gorman kids. But the Marquez Powell guy for Green Valley is unbelievable. Really, really good player. Great body, great hands. He has, like, everything you look for in a receiver, and they have 2 years left of him.
And the quarterback got better for Green Valley.
Oh, got so much better. I actually thought the first game I went to, I don't think I said this, I didn't want to, I don't know, I didn't want to say something that I hadn't researched too much or hadn't seen that much, but I really felt like the first game I went to that the offense ran better when they brought in Kofor as the backup. I think they had a couple touchdown drives, and the offense really struggled when the starters were out there. Now, the offense just – the last 2 weeks of the season, the offense could hardly be contained, even against Liberty, who has a very good defense.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the early season, they had a three-way battle for that starting quarterback job. And, you know, so whoever was out there was always looking over their shoulder. You know what I'm saying? And but Green Valley, you know, they'll probably be in our preseason top 10 next year. They'll be ahead of Basic for sure, right?
You would say that. They do lose Austin Warhop, who did everything for them. He was a great player this year that I feel like we probably didn't talk enough about. And then Isaiah Macklin going to San Diego State. He didn't have huge games the first two times I saw them, but he was really, really, really good in this game against Liberty. Had three touchdown catches, a couple times just beat up on these Liberty cornerbacks, and not to any fault of them. I think highly of Liberty's secondary, but he's just so big. That's one thing that I think where Liberty's vulnerable. If you have a good passing offense with big receivers, you can throw it up to where only they can get it. Which I don't know, does Gorman have? Are Gorman's receivers big?
Now, Gorman's receivers are more quick and
that's
shifty,
what I was thinking. Yeah. Like Tyjon Lindsey, obviously the best receiver in town, but not like this physical specimen where you just throw it up and he goes and gets it like Macklin and Powell. So I'm really more interested to see how Lindsey matches up with Roland and Dudeau and those guys.
Yeah, totally off topic here, but Saturday there was a college football game involving San Diego State and UNLV. Well, kind of on topic because we were talking about Macklin, but Hunky's on staff there, Bobby Houck's on staff there, Jeff Horton's on staff here. They recruit the heck out of Las Vegas. They got five Vegas kids on the roster. You know, Randy Ricks, Legacy, DJ Pumphrey. And Pumphrey has his seventh straight 100-yard rushing game.
Mm-hmm.
He's got 40 career touchdowns, 21 career 100-yard rushing games. He's the real deal, and he just, like, slice and dice UNLV. I mean, it was like UNLV was Valley High School. Right?
Yeah.
And remember when Hunky told us that he was Reggie Bush, the next Reggie Bush?
Oh, I remember for sure.
And we kind of laughed it off. But, I mean, now Reggie Bush is an exaggeration, and he's not Reggie Bush, but he's pretty darn good.
Oh, he's amazing. And we actually weren't laughing it off by the end of his high school career, if I remember. It was just when he was a sophomore and at his breakout game, Hunky said that. We're like, oh, here's Hunky again, like, going so crazy with those guys. But, I mean, by his senior year, we were extremely high on him.
Yeah,
for
and he was
reason.
Just so tiny, though, as a sophomore. But I used the term on Twitter. You know, the kids are using the word goat.
I don't think that's a kid. I think that's been used for a long time.
Oh, has
greatest
it?
Of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I said, oh, there's DJ Pumphrey, 60-yard run. He's goat 702 HSFB. And some people were like, oh, you're crazy, blah, blah, blah. And I feel like I need to defend myself.
You would have more historical perspective than me. I mean, that's tough. I think he's – since I've been here, which is six, seven years now, I think he's definitely in the conversation. I know he was my favorite player. I don't think I would have him above Anu Solomon, though, if I had
No, him. And I think Anu Solomon, without question, is the best quarterback I've ever seen in high school in Las Vegas. best high school quarterback I've ever seen. Threw a great ball, knew the offense, could run, was a competitor, was a great teammate, I think, which often gets overlooked. Top of the line guy. What I like about Pumphrey is that he was like a one-man show at Canyon Springs. It's not like he got 200 yards and you talked to him afterwards and he had to thank his offensive line. He had no offensive line. It was like give him the ball and get out of the way type of thing.
Oh, I don't think we've ever agreed more on this podcast in my life. You just like exactly summed up my feelings. When I said he was my favorite player, that was no shade against Anu Solomon or all the great guys they've had come through Gorman. I loved watching Solomon, but you look at who Solomon had all these guys around him. He just had he had like some of the best players in the nation at every position, definitely best players in the state. Like, I'm not minimizing what he did, but why Pumphrey was more favorite for me to watch is this guy would get hit once in the backfield, spin away from the next guy, break one tackle, sprint to the sideline. It was unbelievable. He really didn't have that much around him, and to see what he did with that was pretty special.
Goat.
Oh, and I since we're mentioning ex-players, I will say it's pretty cool. Speaking of all those guys Solomon has around him, I've been paying a lot of attention to Navy this year, and they're Keenan Reynolds going after history, and Jameer Tillman, a nice footnote, because he set the, I think, Navy school record. And he already has the rushing touchdown record, but Keenan Reynolds set the Navy school record for total touchdowns on the touchdown pass, went to Gorman alum Jameer Tillman.
Yeah, and he's been a four-year guy at Navy, which is tough to do because usually you go prep school and then you got to wait to get on the field. And he was probably – he was perfect for Navy because he's a great blocker. Like downfield blocker, he scored in the Army Navy game last year, and I went crazy.
Yeah, we scored again, and they have a huge game on Friday against Houston, which will be interesting. But to get back to not, I mean, there's so many great guys that are playing out of Vegas right now. It's cool, but to get back to the current topic, spoke about Basic, spoke Liberty. About Gorman, Liberty. You know what I like about Liberty to go into Gorman that I might not have realized before this week when I was at the game is it maybe people at Liberty will tell me I'm crazy and this is wrong, but I feel like the last several years when at least the last few times they've played Gorman, they had really good teams and they knew it. And I feel like the mindset was we're going to go in there and play our best against Gorman and see what happens. And I know they have to get there first, but I really feel like this year they are so confident and they have so many great players that they're like, we're going to beat Gorman. We're not going in there to see how we're going to do. We think we can beat these guys. We think we're going to line up, and if we play our best, we can beat them. I'm not saying that's right, but I'm just saying you talk to people around there, you get like kind of the attitude of the players. I really do think that's a change, and I think that's dangerous.
Yeah, and I don't have to even say anything. You spoke exactly what I feel. I think Liberty is one of the few teams who actually thinks they could not only compete with Gorman but beat Gorman and expect to beat Gorman. The Oblad kid, just a sophomore, got offered by Colorado State last week. So he's now got two scholarship offers. I think Dado is as good, if not better, as, you know, Lindsay. I think we had that debate last year. I just think that the game's going to be decided up front. And I think Liberty's got a traditional Liberty line this year. They're big and they're really physical. And usually Gorman is the team that kind of pushes you around and wears you out. And then Ollie Walsh busts one through, and, you know, he's as quick as we've seen. And so I think the game will be determined. And, of course, we're not even sure if it's going to come, but would be determined in the trenches.
Yeah.
With that said, I would love to see Basic, Gorman, two schools that have been around forever.
Yeah, that would be interesting, too. I don't want to rehash too much because I did end up writing mostly about the offensive line. But I will say I was – you get caught up in the flow of the game a lot and just watch the ball, and a lot of times, especially the offensive line, gets left behind. But early in that game against Green Valley, I think when they still trailed, I wish I should try to pronounce this kid's name, but I saw this one junior who's listed as 350 pounds at Liberty, Malesala Amuvai Lalulu. I'm sorry, I just totally butchered that. But it really looked like he wasn't even trying that hard and just totally pancaked, just destroyed a Green Valley defensive lineman. And then after that, I was like, all right, I got to watch this Liberty offensive line a little bit. And then, it was right during the 30-0 runs. Maybe I saw him at their best. But this Liberty offensive line is just ridiculous. It is so, so good. I mean, Oblad is great, but he never, ever got touched. The running back, you can just fall forward and get 3 yards, whoever you have back there. Not that Stowers was outstanding and did a lot of things in open field, too. But this Liberty offensive line is another reason why I think they could match up okay with Gorman, because all these guys, the smallest guys, 260 pounds, and they're good, too. And that was exciting. It was exciting for me to watch. They were really, really
impressive. A reason why I guess Liberty's ranked in the West, right?
Exactly. I mean, they're strong at every position, so it's quite the undertaking for Basic. But
who I was going to tell you earlier, and I think you know this, but the Tajon Thomas kid, would I be wrong if I said he's the best defensive player in the region? Had another touchdown on a fumble recovery.
I mean, I've only seen Basic once, and I don't know. It's tough. I would probably say – I'd say he's in the conversation.
He's really good, dude.
I'm just such a Liberty –
You're a Liberty – you've been a Liberty home. They must.
And I've been so impressed with Kaimi Batoon. He'd probably get my vote, but yeah. –
By the way, I had my first hamburger of the year at Basic.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, jealous.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. I appreciate it.
Oh, I can't believe this kid is actually – Green Valley's got a lot coming back. I was going to tell you the last two games for Green Valley, they had a linebacker that I didn't know coming into the season that made, like, every tackle, C.J. Arujo.
He played at Silverado last year.
Oh, he's very good, and he's going to be back next year. I think he could be – I know we're mentioning, like, all linebackers, but I think he could be in the conversation too.
Yeah, we're
– a lot of good linebackers in the Sunrise.
And then you have to remember next year's 2017, which is, like, the best class in the history of Las Vegas. I mean, Gorman's got, like, 8 D1 major conference 2017 guys.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But try not to look ahead to there. We'll get to this week. What anything else to add before we pick these
two games? Well, let's get the picks. You're the GOAT this year because I picked Silverado over Basic. You're beating me by one game, right?
Well, you just need to keep talking up Liberty, and maybe I'll pick them next week. You should be playing mental warfare.
Would you set the line in the Liberty?
You're good at that because
let me ask you
there's
this.
Been multiple times this year where I've switched my pick just because you've gone so over the top one way that it makes me mad and I go the other way. So if you were playing your cards right, you could be talking Liberty up and get me to pick them.
What would you set the line before we give our picks for this week if, in fact, we do get Liberty Gorman in the championship game? If Liberty somehow gets past Beat Reed, hashtag Beat Reed.
I mean, you know I love Liberty, and I want to see this be a competitive game more than
anything.
You're
a bookmaker.
But case. I just do not think that it can be less than 3 touchdowns.
Okay.
I think last week I said, like, 28. Maybe I go down this week after the results. Maybe I'll react too much, but I still think it's going
mean,
to be,
if
like,
you
24.
Think if you think it's going to be in the teens, like 15 to 18, then Liberty has a chance to win.
Yeah, I mean, there's been...
If it's in the 20s, I think that... Gorman, like I said, when you play Gorman, all you got to do is get to halftime and keep it close. Because I'm affirming anything could happen late. You could run some clock, and I think the officials would be sympathetic with you because the officials aren't naive.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Sure. I don't think there. I think anything. But. I mean, there's been 3 or 4 upsets this year in college football where teams are underdogs by 30 or more. I think there's a chance. I think no matter what, you can't convince me there's not a chance. There's at least a minuscule chance that Liberty can beat them, and I think that's more than anyone else in town.
By the way, Gorman's going to go up to play Reed, and they should just wear flip-flops and T-shirts because Lake Tahoe guy and everybody from Reno – thinks that every time I say it's going to snow in Reno that I'm crazy, that it's never snowed there, that Reno's not hell, that I haven't been up there in early December when it's rained, because Lake Tahoe guy just sent me 2 pictures. It was like 53 for the Moapa Valley game at Reno High, and apparently somebody got a sunburn because they didn't have enough sunscreen on. So Gorman, no need to bring the cold weather gear. It'll be beach weather up there.
Do you think Gorman would beat Reed if they all wore flip-flops?
I don't know.
I think they would. I mean, it would really suck when your foot got stepped on. But
all I know
that,
is that the second Gorman scores its first touchdown, like Brandon Gahagan returning the opening kickoff for a TD like he almost did last year in the state game, all the parents are going to turn around to the NIAA booth and start throwing tomatoes and booing.
throwing tomatoes? Is that really happen?
Which I find comical. Yeah, like every year I go up there for the state game, whenever they play in the state game, which is like every other year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they play Reed every other year for the state game up there. And the second Gorman, like, takes the field, there'll be one person. Because the Reed press, the Reed is sidelines by the press box, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just constant blah, blah, blah.
All right, so fair to say you're picking Reed?
No. Picking Gorman, and I want him to win by 80 now. You've got me fired up. Trying to be objective, Case. You know me.
I'll take Reed plus 80, but I think Gorman's going to win this game pretty comfortably and set up a state championship.
With who? Give us your second pick.
With Liberty. I actually would say this game's going to be closer than you have it, which now it's not in front of me, but I know you have Liberty huge. I like Basic. I like their defense especially. I think they could have some success against Liberty early maybe, but I think the Patriots have too much in the end. I think we're going to get the game we all wanted, Liberty and Bishop Gorman for the state championship.
I agree. I got Liberty pulling away in the second half for a 53-14 victory.
All right. I mean, they just beat Green Valley by 11. We know Basic beat Green Valley.
They did, and that was when Green Valley was bad.
That's true. That's true. Good points
or
all
worse.
Around.
I mean, Basic barely beat Canyon 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that was strange. Yeah,
right?
That was very strange.
And apparently the Canyon coach lost his job, so.
Oof.
Yeah, Mojave's coach is out, Delgado. So the mass exodus begins. So
yeah,
I'm
some
sure
open jobs for next year. Well, we've only got one more week of football this year after this week. Hope you've enjoyed it. Liberty at Basic, Bishop Gorman at Reed. We'll come back next Monday to discuss and see who's headed to the state championship. For Ray Brewer, I'm Case Kiefer. This is Prep Sports Now.